Our guests today are County Engineer Paul Geilenfeld. Hi, Paul.
Good morning.
So the rain and the wonderful springtime weather that we're experiencing. Tell me about the difficulties your department is having on some of the rock and gravel roads.
Well, this, you know, our rock resurfacing happens every year around this time, and we're trying to rock everywhere we can, and we know that the spring planting is going to come around here pretty soon, but the issue right now is the rain that we're getting that is preventing us from being able to haul down the roads. So we're kind of trying to balance what roads need rock and what roads we can actually haul across, because if they're soft, we can't take a loaded rock truck down this road to get the rock on it, you know. And some of those are there's a few spots like that out there where we've just got to kind of watch and get our timing down. But every place that needs rocked will get rocked before the 1st of July, and that's where we're trying to get the finish out the budget year, and we're going to put $2 million worth of rock on the roads.
So, Paul, are you seeing any of the rock, any of that washing away with the rains? Do you have to go back and re-rock a road?
We haven't had too much of the flash flooding situations yet, and there's always a couple of those, and hopefully they're just smaller areas that have them. We don't have the widespread flash flooding like we had in it was May of 2024, but it's been pretty good so far. We get some heavy rains, but we haven't had to deal with the flooding.
Okay, what about I don't know if I know that you guys mow the ditches a lot of times. Is the water in the ditch a serious situation? Are you seeing those ditches fill up with rainwater right now? I mean, you can't get out there and mow, obviously, in the rain, and it's not tall enough. But are you starting to see some of the water ponding, off the side of the roads?
Well, I think there's areas where we're still trying to get all the frost out of the ground. I think we're getting close to it, but as far as like the roadside mowing, we don't even really start that until June, and we just do that so that to keep the visual aspect of the edge of the road together, and we just do that on our paved routes. So we don't mow any of the rock roads.
Okay, all right. I wondered about that. Paul Geilenfeld joining us, our county engineer. Paul, hey, thank you for stopping by the show.
Glad to be here.